Blog Talk Radio.
They said you can have it because it is yours. They said you wouldn't make it because it all opened doors. They said it was over for you, but God said it has just begun. They said you might as well give up the fight, but God said the battle is already won. They talked on you, they prayed, they even laughed on you. But in the midst of all of that, God still raised up a champion. Have a dream, oh, God says you have heard. They said this problem will never end, but God says I'm bringing you out, my child. They said you might as well throw in the towel, but God said this storm is just for a while. They talked on you, they prayed, may have even lied on you, but in the midst of all of that, God still.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We thank and praise God on this morning. Amen. For you being on here this morning, bless the Lord Jesus. We thank God this morning because many has, you know, gone home to glory. Praise God. And we just thank God that we are able, amen, to come before his presence this morning with thanksgiving and praise this morning and come with thanksgiving. We thank and praise God, hallelujah, for his goodness, for his mercy, for who he is. Amen. Praise God. So with that being said, welcome, welcome, welcome to Mount Carmel International Church. Amen. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Praise God. And I thank God, amen, for just being God all by himself. Amen. It is really time to stop worrying. It's time to give God the praises, give God the honor, because a lot of times, amen, we worry, but God says, he don't want us to worry about nothing, but in all things, give him praises, amen. Praise God. We wonder how he's going to do this and how he's going to do that. Praise God. But God says, why are you yet waiting on me? Praise God. Give me the praise and give me the honor. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. We thank God this morning. So with that being said, I just want to pray this morning, amen, hallelujah, to open up the airways and hallelujah, allow God to have his way on today, glory to his name. I'm not going to be before you long, at least I don't think so, amen, but I want to give you that what God has given me. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come together this morning, God, because you said when two or three come together in your name, Father God, that you will be in the midst of us, Father. So, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, and we lift you up, God, on today, Lord God. God, as we open up the airways, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, asking that you have your way on today, God, open up our hearts. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, open up our minds, oh God. Ah, Yekorabashanda, that we can receive what you have for us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. My God, I give you the glory. I'm asking, Father God, that you will bless every home that's represented here on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, God. And Lord, I ask, Lord God, that you endow me with your power from on high. Oh God, give me the words to speak to thy people, oh God, because they are your people, Father God, and you know what they're in need of. You know what they're praying for, God. You know, God, what they're believing you for, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do, God, on today. I thank you for the mighty move, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just say thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, yes, Oda, thank you, Lord Jesus, for all things great and small. These things I pray in your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen. People of God, glory to God. Hallelujah. As I lift my hands up before the Lord this morning, amen. Hallelujah. God was speaking, amen, to me this morning as I begin to do this sermon for you, as God has given to me, praise God. But when Jesus rewrites your story, when Jesus, hey, Damasia, rewrites your story, amen, praise God. How many know that Jesus is writing your story today? Amen. Praise God. All we have to do, praise God, is line up with the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. And he will make things happen on his timing. Glory to God. He will make them happen for us. Glory to God. So we thank God, amen, that Jesus says he's rewriting our story on today. And guess what, people of God? Hallelujah. We know, amen, that he does write the bestsellers. Amen. Praise God. For whatever you're going through today, praise God, knowing that he has the pen. He has everything that pertaineth to your life in order as I speak to you right now. Because when I sat down this morning, he told me to tell you, I am writing your story. Amen. Glory to God. Jesus is rewriting your story. My God, I give you glory. So whatever Jesus has done for you is worth talking about, because Jesus has not done for you, whatever he has done for you, to be quiet. Glory to God in the name of Jesus, and reserve, because when Jesus does what he does not do it for nothing. I want to talk to somebody this morning. Amen. It started with me this morning. Praise God. Yes, I talk about the goodness of God. Hallelujah. And whatever he has done for me, praise God. Glory to God. Even my test, come on somebody, is going to be my testimony. So listen, people of God, even your test, glory to God, you will testify of the goodness of God and all that he has done for you on this day. Amen. Praise God. The Bible in John, I'm coming from John 5, verses 1 through 9. Amen. Praise God. John, glory to God, 5, 1 through 9. The Bible reads, glory to God, after this there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is in Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. And these laid a great multitude of impotent folks. Glory to God. The ones that could not walk, amen, of the blind, the halt, the withered, amen, waiting for the movement of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in was made whole of whatever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, "Will thou be made whole?" Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. The impotent man answered him, "Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming," oh yes, Holy Ghost, "another steps down before me." Jesus said unto him, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." The Bible says, and immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. The word of God for the children of God, my beloved people of God. Very briefly, if we could get, amen, praise God, I don't know, praise God, what denomination you are, praise God, but we know, praise God, that when we go to the Baptist church, amen, they say amen. Oh, my God, when we go to the Methodist, they do a nod, amen, praise God. And when we go to the sanctified church, everybody's hollering, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I want to reason today with us and the thought, when Jesus rewrites your story. Beloved of God, glory to God, and all the people that's on this line, whatever Jesus has done for you is worth talking about, because Jesus has not done for you whatever he has done to be quiet. That's what the Lord says. Because when Jesus does what he does not do it for nothing. Anything in Jesus is not a waste. Your troubles are not a waste. Your testimonies is not a waste. Whatever you're going through today is not going to be a waste. But he does it that mankind, the people of God, may report it. Oh, come on. you will receive your testimony. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm talking to somebody today that's waiting on your testimony, that's waiting to testify of the goodness of God. My God, I give you glory. I'm talking to the one, amen, praise God, that's waiting on God for a big movement in their life. Glory to God, glory to God. That Jesus rewrote your story. Therefore, whatever Jesus has done for you, you're going to talk about it. The Lord has answered your prayers today because you're on this line. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God, do not waste anything. It's a reason why you're here today. It's a reason why you're under the sound of my voice today. There's a reason, amen, praise God, to lift up the name of Jesus in thanksgiving on this week. Praise God, because God is going to do what he said he's going to do. His supernatural power, glory to God, is going already before us. Amen. Praise God. He has the bestseller with your name on it. My God, I give you glory. Yes, Lord Jesus. Hey, I thought about Sia. Lift up. Lift it. Your burdens. And those he didn't lift, he gave them strength to bear them. If the Lord has led you into the green pastures of plenty, and walk with you beside the still waters of peace, prepare the table for you in the presence of your haters, dried up your tears and mended your heart, made a way out of nowhere. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Praise God. Made your enemies your footstool. Anybody know what I'm talking about today? Hallelujah. Reach up and give God a big old shout. Amen. Praise God. Because why? Jesus said, I'm going to rewrite your story today. Praise God. My God, I give you glory. Oh, you've been waiting and you've been waiting and you've been waiting on the Spirit of the living God, but God has a big testimony with your name on it. Praise God. You can't give up in the hour of the testimony. Praise God. You can't put it aside, your dreams, amen, in the midst of a testimony. Praise God. Because God says, I'm getting ready to move in a supernatural way. Praise God. In the earth, praise God. I'm getting ready to move. Praise God. And you can't throw in the towel at this point of time, praise God, because yes, the pen is in his hand, praise God, he had it, oh, glory to God, before you was born, amen, but as you go on day by day, praise God, if you stay in alignment with the Spirit of God, he will get you to your destiny, he will get you to your resting place, he will get you to your Rehoboth, he will get you to that next place of peace and serenity, glory to God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus rewrote the story of the man that was lame. Jesus is the one that's going to do it for you. Jesus, rewrite the story. The man who's lame and is being stepped over by many people. Glory to God. Glory to God. Anybody feel that sometimes, amen, praise God, in life, people are being promoted over top of you. Praise God. And you're still yet waiting on God to move. Praise God. And you look around and you're saying, Lord, I feel like I'm last. Hey, caught up by Sandra. But how many know, praise God, the first should be last and the last should be first. That line got to turn around. Praise God. That's Holy Spirit. As he began, amen, to try to get in the pool, praise God, he said, I have no one to help me. My God, I give you glory. When I go, praise God, somebody else is getting in it. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. But it's a time, amen, and a season that the pool is being stirred up, praise God. This is season, amen, praise God, for God's people to be blessed, amen. I don't know who I'm talking to, praise God, but it feels like everybody around you, ah, yet God, is prospering. It don't seem like you're going nowhere, but I hear the Spirit of God that all the ones that step over you, praise God, that you're going to come out with a powerful testimony unto the Lord. Praise God, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus rewrites the story of the man who is vain and is by doing. Glory to God. So he reveals to us the power over time, because this man had been sad, in a sad condition for 38 years. Amen. How many, praise God, really, praise God, going to be real with God, that you feel, praise God, that I've been depressed, I've not been happy, all my life it seems like I'm up and down, praise God, get caught up about Stranda. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I'm happy today, tomorrow something comes to make me sad, praise God, that's Holy Spirit. It feels like, glory to God, Lord, when am I going to be happy? Lord, when am I going to be glad? Lord, when am I going to get that place? Lord, when am I going to have that car? Lord, when am I going to step into ministry? Lord, when am I going to reach out to my children, praise God, and be blessed? Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. When am I going to have finances, Lord? When am I? 38 years. 38 long, long. You know how they say it. Long, 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 long years. Has I been in this state? It feels like I never could contain happiness. It feels like I never, hallelujah, is going to be blessed. Hallelujah. Here, this man, 38 years, and his condition was older than Jesus' time here on earth. The record reveals that Jesus is on his way to the feast of the Jews, for he had just rewrote the story of the nobleman's son in Cana of Galilee by speaking life into his son's situation 20 miles away in Capernaum. And John says that he entered Jerusalem by the sheep gate. And there by the sheep gate was a pool called Bethesda. And at the pool was several groups of people who was blind, halt, withered. But see here, Jesus saw a certain man today. That person is you and me. God has a pen in his hand from the foundation of the world, and he begins to pen your story with a pen that no one else could erase but God himself. Oh, y'all better talk to me today. Praise God. Here, that was so focused. Jesus, when Jesus came, he was, it didn't matter how many people was around. Praise God. Hallelujah. But Jesus' focus was on that one person. Hey, glory to God. So here, Jesus is getting ready to rewrite his story. For this man is in a situation that only the Lord can fix. Oh, y'all better talk to me today. My God, I give you glory. How many are in a situation, my God, yes, Holy Ghost, that God only can fix? Hey, see, you got to understand that, praise God, when God put us in a situation, hey, that only he can fix. Only Jesus can fix it. Oh, somebody got to understand that, praise God, what you're going through today, only Jesus can fix it. Only Jesus can give you that promotion. Only Jesus can fix your finances. Only Jesus can touch your body. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. Only Jesus, praise God. Hallelujah, can bring a family together that's messed up. Only Jesus can fix it today. He wants you to know that Jesus is going to fix it for you. He's going to change it for you. He's going to bless your ministry for you. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. And I wonder, is there anybody here that ever found yourself in some situation in life that only the Lord can fix it? If the truth be told, it's for someone on this line today. The truth be told, it's for me today. You're here because God sent you. You're not here just for your own. See, that's why we got to take the word that God gives us and forget about the messenger, amen, and put your focus on God, that God is speaking to me today. Only he can fix it for you, praise God. You prayed, you fasted, amen, you went before him. But now, praise God, you have to surrender that thing to him because only he can fix it. Sometimes you look around, praise God, and wonder, praise God, can somebody, can somebody help me today, praise God? You don't get no phone calls, praise God. Yeah, caught about Shanda. Done pulled the window down, shut the shade, amen, praise God, put you in a box and you have to totally depend on him at this hour. I'm talking to us today. Who is sick in your body? It might be someone who has been struggling, amen, all for a long time. Struggling with your financial issues. Struggling with legal issues. Struggling with a wayward child. Struggling with demonic attacks. From the corridors of hell. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Struggling with your health. Struggling with your marriage. Struggling on your job. Maybe your mind isn't settled yet, praise God. Maybe you've been going in circles and failures for years, never finishing strong, praise God. And the word that God has for you today, he's about to rewrite your story. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, because he's about to flip the script in your story. Oh, anybody believe God today? Anybody believe Jesus today? Praise God. As the Holy Ghost revealed, praise God. I want to be happy. I want God to lift me up. I want to be in that restful place. I want to be in that place of pasture. I want glory to God. God, because we know, praise God, that it's not all the time that we're going to be happy, but I rather be happy than sad, praise God. We know that, praise God, there is something that's going to come in our lives, amen, that's going to knock us down on our behind, praise God. But that's all right, praise God, because when I get back up, praise God, it's going to be on, praise God, because God has rewrote my story. Come on, somebody say, God, I thank you for rewriting my story. I thank you, Lord. It might have knocked me down. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. But it lets me know, praise God, who is the one that's going to lift me up. Come on, somebody. He is the one that's going to lift you up. Glory to his name. God is
is flipping the script, people of God. Notice, notice, notice here. If he did it for him, he did it for others. Amen. He passed by the Samaritan woman. He asked to praise God. When she went to the well, glory, I don't know, glory to God, but God taking me to another place. When she went to the well, praise God, she made sure that nobody else was there because, amen, the Bible says that, glory to God, Jesus asked her about her husband. Amen. Praise God. Yet quoted up by Shanda. Because glory to God, the town talked about this woman. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And when she went, praise God, Jesus was right there at the well. Praise God. He asked her. He said, well, where's your husband? She said, no, sir, I have no husband. Praise God. He said, yeah, I know that you have no husband. Praise God. He said, even the one that you got now is not your husband. Praise God. From that point on, he changed her life, praise God. He turned her life around, praise God. And she began to go testify. She said, no man knows this. You must be a prophet. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. She picked up everything, ran to the town, began to evangelize for the Lord Jesus Christ. See, when Jesus steps in, praise God, you're going to testify of the goodness of the Lord. You're going to testify that he changed your life. You're going to testify that he touched your children. You're going to testify that your finances turned around. You're going to testify that you're going to get that new home. You're going to testify that car is coming. You're going to testify that God is building up your ministry. You're going to testify that God brought you your husband. You're going to testify that God brought you your wife. You're going to testify. Because why? He promised us that I'm going to change your story. I'm going to change. The thing I love about the woman at the well, hallelujah, she ran to the town. Come meet a man named Jesus, the prophet. Nobody knows, amen, my story, but that prophet. Nobody knows your story, but the Lord Jesus Christ. The hidden things in your heart. My God, I give you glory. Those dreams that's laying dormant. Oh, yet cut out of Ashanda. Nobody knows but Jesus. But Jesus told me to tell you today, I'm getting ready to flip the script. Praise God. Yet cut out of Ashanda. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible said 38 years. And his story had been sad for 38 years. But Jesus passed by the gate just to rewrite his story. Well, the first thing I notice is the Lord posed a question to him. For he asked the man, do you want to be made whole? Oh my child, for the word whole is opposite of the word shattered. In short, Jesus is saying to him, I can see that your life has been shattered for 38 years. But are you ready for me to take your shattered pieces and transform you into a masterpiece? See, he asked the question, people of God. And when I thought about what he said, are you ready to be made whole? See, I laid hands on my own self this morning. Hush, I told about fear. Because none of us has arrived. Hey, glory to God. Not one. I don't care how strong you are in the gospel. Hush, glory to God. Karen, are you ready to be made whole? See, we got to be real with our own self. I'm whole, God? Or do I still have some issues? Jesus said, you've been in this state for 38 years. Are you ready for me to pick up your shattered pieces? Are you ready for me to build my masterpiece in you? See, shattered, broken, shattered, broken into many pieces, damaged, destroyed, exhausted. My God, I give you glory. But the shocker is, instead of the man saying yes, he began to focus on his past, which suggests that he was not ready to get up because he had become content with his past. People of God, don't be content in the state that you're in right now. God wants you to get up. He wants you to use your past as your stepping stone. Use the past, amen, praise God, to know where you're coming from. But when the Lord is about to rewrite your story, not even you can stop him. Even though Jesus asked the man a five-word question, maybe, and the man gave him every other explanation, glory to God, of the answer. Jesus tell him to rise, take up thy bed and walk. And that's a word for somebody here this morning, because I already got it. Pick up your bed and walk. Pick up your bed and walk. Get out of that depression. Get out of that state of worrying. Get out of that state of confusion. Get up, people of God. Rise up, because your past story got you lying down. That's not where God wants you to be. But Jesus is telling you to get up today. Your past story got you locked down. Somebody shout with me today, because you're coming out of that place of lockdown. You're coming out of that place of shackles. You're coming out of that place of dormant. You're coming up out of that place. Will you be made whole today, saith the Lord thy God. But Jesus is the key to let you back in. Your past story got you sick, but Jesus is a healer who declares that by his stripes you are healed. Somebody praise God with me today, because your story, your past is going to catapult you into a new place. My God, I give you glory. Your story, amen, is going to allow you to mount up with wings as eagles. Run and not be weary. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Walk and not faint. Come on, somebody. It's going to cause you to soar today, praise God. Rise above, amen, every storm, everything that pertaineth to your life. Your future is great, saith the Lord. I got new things for you, praise God. I'm flipping the script, praise God. I'm doing a new thing in your life, praise God. I'm pushing you forward, praise God. And where you stand right now, praise God, I'm going to catapult you into a new place, a place where the enemy can't find you. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless the name of the Lord today. Let us go to a song. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I'm coming right back to finish what God has given me.
Don't
Trouble water. Amen. Praise God. We thank and praise God for that song. Amen. Praise God, because we know that we are walking over all our troubles. Amen. So we thank and praise God on today. Hallelujah. But listen, listen, people of God, your past story, if it got you sick, amen. Praise God. Jesus said, ah, yes, Holy Spirit.
spirit. By his stripes, amen, you are healed today, amen. He's going to flip the script for you. Praise God. The text also suggests that what used to make you cry in the past, Jesus will give you a reason to shout about it in the future. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Isaiah 61:3, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the tree of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Come on, I'm talking to somebody. Notice, notice, notice. Jesus didn't just tell the man to rise, but he told him to rise and take up his bed with him. Oh, come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. Whatever got you laying down, he is telling you today, get up, get up, get up. Glory to his name. I almost shouted amen when I began to study this morning. Praise God. Get up, Calvin. Come on, glory to God. I got some things for you to do. Come on, get up, Calvin. Come on, get my word together. Come on and get up, Calvin. Hallelujah. Tell my people about me. Somebody say, get up, get up, get up. God is telling you to get up. You will not sit there dormant. Amen. Whatever's holding you back, whatever's holding you down, it is time for you to get up, people of God. Beloved, the bed had been a sore spot for him. A sore spot. Can you imagine, praise God, 38 years in that condition? Hey, only Jesus can bring you out of condition such as that, praise God. Because the bed held him 38 years of tears, hurt, and pain. But Jesus tell him to take up his bed. And the reason why is for 38 years, the bed carried him. But when Jesus rewrote his story, now he's carrying the bed. In other words, what used to make him cry would now be a source of his shout. Because every time he would look at the bed, it would remind him how Jesus rewrote his story. It would remind him that what Jesus had done, oh, come on, somebody, what Jesus was doing and what Jesus would do and continue to do in his life. Because we serve a God who can take the problems of our past and make it become the source of our praise in the future. Oh, y'all better talk to me today. Glory. I got my hand lifted up today. Glory to his name. Well, not only will Jesus flip the script in your story and take what used to make you cry in the past and give you a reason to shout about it in the future, but the text also suggests that when Jesus rewrites your story, you have to tell it. Are you ready to testify? Anybody ready to testify? Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Once this healed man left the presence of Jesus, he made his way to the temple. On his way to the temple, the Jews were saying to him that it was not permissible for him to carry the burden of his pallet on the Sabbath day. He had carried the burdens of his sickness for 38 years, and no one criticized him for carrying that burden. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Have you ever been around folks, amen, long as you down and out in the dumps and can't make it, praise God, that's fine with it. But once things turn around, praise God, in your life, amen, praise God, they got something to say, because now you're praising your God. You have given him glory. But long as you're down and out, praise God, they, oh, you okay? Oh, they call you and everything, praise God, trying to find out your troubles. My God, I give you glory. But I'm here to tell you today, they won't call you like they used to, amen, praise God, because when you get ready to testify, they don't want to hear it. Certain people don't want to hear you happy. Hey, cut on about Sandra. Certain people don't want to let you know, praise God, that God is a good God. Come on, somebody. But just when he started to carry what was a visible reminder of his past, the religious hypocrites began to criticize. This healed man did not put his pallet down. He told the Jews that he was following the commands of the man who had healed him. If Jesus had the authority to call sickness out of this man's body, he also had the authority to tell the man what to do on the Sabbath. After all, the Bible said the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. And Jesus is the master of our Sabbath. Oh, y'all talk to me today. The Bible says, amen, go to the Bashanda. Once this healed man met Jesus in the temple, he began to confess him before men. Somebody, you're getting ready to testify. Yeah, cut on the Bashanda the Nebosia. Oh, come on, say that person is me. Say, you got to lay hands on yourself. I'm next to testify of the goodness of God. I'm next, praise God. I'm coming into the Mosiah. I'm getting in the pool today, praise God. When the water is stirred up, the water is being stirred up, people of God. The water is being stirred by the angels right now as I speak in the name of Jesus. You're getting ready to walk into a new season, saith the Lord thy God. He left the temple and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well. It is going to be Jesus that's going to turn your test into a testimony. Will you be made whole today? Jesus is writing the bestseller for you, which will make the New York bestseller. When he gave me that this morning, I said, oh, you better go here, Jesus. You're going to make, glory to God, the bestseller, amen, praise God. Your family going to know, praise God, that you've been touched by Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody. Your co-workers are going to know that you've been touched by Jesus. Your children are going to know that you've been touched by Jesus. Everyone around you is going to know your story has changed. Your trials are turning into testimony. You will laugh again. You will dance again. God has a plan and a purpose, and you can choose to walk in the plans of God and have life of victory. That's why Jesus came. Embrace your life-changing situation. Get ready, people of God. Some things we have to throw overboard. My God, I give you glory. Hey, that is the most, yeah. Some things you're going to have to throw overboard. There are enemies of your future. Throw it overboard. Pride, bitterness, unbelief. Oh, come on, somebody. Are you a blamer? Get up and change the channel. My God, I give you glory. Don't become a stumbling block to your own life. Get up, people of God. Put your hands in God's hands. Let's turn the channel today. We've watched too many reruns. Reruns of life. Reminding yourself what you used to do. People reminding you of your past. It's time to get up and change the channel. Tell them, glory to God, I'm tired of reruns. I want something new. I want God to change my page. I want to get up with the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, praise God, as I was studying, praise God, I heard a nursery rhyme in my spirit. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. Oh, the king king horses, and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. Hallelujah, glory to God. But beloved of God, the king is coming to put all those broken pieces back together again. Your story is changing. All we have to do is to submit to Jesus. I get quoted up our standard. Somebody say submit to Jesus' will and turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to him, praise God. Get quoted up our standard. All the Lord Jesus to pen the bestseller for your life, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. It is the Lord that's going to change your story. Defeat and discouragement will not be your portion in life, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, God, I thank you. And when I thought about, praise God, and I walked around this house this morning, praise God, I heard the Spirit of God said, this is a season of fulfillment. This is a season of fulfillment. I am going to fulfill that what I spoke over my people's lives, praise God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Your time is to shine again, praise God. That's Holy Spirit. God says to tell you, all your scattered pieces, I am putting them back together again, and you're going to be better than you was from the beginning. I am rewriting your story for future testimony. You will testify of the goodness of the Lord. I'm talking to somebody this morning. Do somebody believe the Holy Spirit this morning? Is somebody, glory to God, gravitating on the word of God? Oh, come on, somebody. It's time out, praise God, for reruns, amen. It's time out, praise God, for filling, praise God, unwanted. It's time out, praise God, to feel like you're stuck. I hear the Spirit of God in the name of Jesus. I'm moving all the stumbling blocks out of your life. Get up, people of God. It's time to change the channel. It's time, amen, to walk into your new season. It is time, amen, to not lay dormant. It is time now, praise God, yet God of Abashanda, looking backwards. You can't go to the Messiah. You can't go forward looking backwards. That's the rearview mirror, praise God. That's Holy Spirit. Somebody say, go forward, go forward. Go forward. The Lord is speaking to us today. I will bless you in the presence of your enemies. I will anoint your head with oil. Your cup shall run over, and surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. And you shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I, the Lord thy God, will write the bestseller of your life. Somebody give God the glory today. Hallelujah. We thank God today. It's time out for blaming other people for your life. It is time for you to get up and change the channel. You done blame mama. You done blame daddy. Glory to God. You done blame sister, brother, family members. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is time for you. Amen. Hold to Jesus, that Jesus will change everything in your life. Stop blaming other people. Amen. I could have did this. I could have did that. I could have did that. Did you ever get up to change the channel? Jesus said, get up, get up, get up. It's time to pick up your bed and walk. Hallelujah. I told my daughter, girl, get up. She said, mom, that sounds funny for you to say that. Girl, get up. It's time to get up. It was in a good way, praise God, because she already got up. But I'm speaking today. I'm talking to myself. Girl, you better get up today. Get up and change the channel, because nobody else is going to get up. Everybody want to sit down. Everybody got more controls right now, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But sometimes you got to get up and change it yourself. We thank you, praise God, for the word of God on today. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Somebody shout with me. God is getting ready to give me the bestseller. Y'all better talk to me today, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. I'm excited, y'all, what Jesus said when I sat down this morning. I toiled all day long. I stayed in the house all day yesterday trying to figure out what God is going to say. And he didn't say nothing, nothing. When I say nothing, he didn't say nothing to me all day yesterday. I stayed in the house all day yesterday. Went out to water the plants, came back in. He didn't say nothing. I said, God, I told my husband, I said, he ain't saying nothing. But when I get ready this morning, I said, let me get up. I said, I was getting ready. When I was getting ready to sit down, he said, tell them I'm changing their story. We thank and praise God for the word of God this morning. We thank and praise God for you, you, and you. Amen. Praise God. Don't forget, amen, tomorrow. Amen. Your 6 and 6 will be on. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm not sure yet, praise God, whether I'll be on or Pastor Matthew, keeping it real, may be on. I'm not sure yet. Hallelujah. But we will, whoever shows up, there's a word for you. Amen. On Tuesday, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Bishop Thurman Butler will be on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Undisputed Truth Ministry. On Wednesday, weekly word workout with Lady T will be on. And Thursday, hallelujah, Pastor Ilona Waters, True Vine International Ministry will be on. And don't forget, people of God, God has me in the hour of prayer, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 a.m. in the morning. Amen. Prayer with me. Amen. Praise God. So join me, amen, as I pray, amen, for you and the nation, and whatever God says. Amen. Praise God. Join me at 6 a.m. I will be here. Praise God, because I got to get up, y'all. Amen. Praise God. With that being said, if you'd like to be a blessing to the ministry, you know, you may do so. Amen. You may call me 302-883-9799. Amen. If you'd like to be saved, amen, that phone number is for you as well, 302-883-9799. People of God, deposit something in the kingdom of God. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit. We got to make sure that we bless God's ministry. You're not blessing me. You're blessing his ministry. Deposit something in the kingdom of God. Amen. Praise God. With that being said, amen. Let me pray. Let me pray. Let me pray. What you put in, you get out. We want God to move in some supernatural ways. We got to learn to deposit in the kingdom of God that your seed can activate, amen, what you're asking God for. Trust me, I know I do it all the time. Amen. Praise God. With that being said, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come and we bless your name. We thank you for what you have said on today, Lord God. We thank you for the movement of the Holy Spirit, God. We thank you for the global awakening right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that's taking place in the earth realm right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I ask, Lord God, that you will bless everyone under the sound of my voice, Father. Ah, yes, God, on this day, this last Sunday of the month, Father God, do something supernatural for us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Move by your mighty power, God. Bring peace to homes, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Bring your blessing to the home, Father God. Open up heaven, God, over each and every home, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, Father God, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, God. We thank you, Lord God, for the Holy Spirit on today that spoke to us today, Father God, to get up and change the channel, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we ask that you move by your Holy Spirit even in the week ahead, oh God. Bless everyone that's attached to us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you, Father. Anyone that's under the sound of my voice, Lord God, that don't feel well, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we know that this is not God, a barrier, Father God. So I speak in the power and the authority that you have given me, Father God, for the healing of the bodies right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, from the crown of the head to the very soles of their feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, let your will be done. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, have your way. Move by your mighty power that only you can do, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your son, Jesus, who stopped by today, to change our story, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, let your will be done in earth as it is in heaven, oh God. We thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, and we lift you up. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with a seed in joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you all. Love you, love you, love it. And guess what? Jesus loves you also. Have an amazing Sunday. In Jesus' name, here is a song for you. God bless you all.
This ain't no ordinary. Tell the story about a woman with an issue. Had it 12 long years, didn't know what to do. She heard about a man coming through her time. She fell to her knees and crawled on the ground. She said, if I could only touch but the give of his God, I'ma give it all I have. This ain't no ordinary song.